Legal District Board of Education for the taxation public hearing of the order. It's Wednesday, August 13th, 2025. It's 6:02. We are here at the district office. We are also here or on Zoom. And board members that are present are Jenna, Melissa, Kathy, and Dave, and Laura Lee is absent. First on the agenda is information items. We have a tax rate presentation. Jerry is going to present that one. And if you're here, make sure that we sign.
We're passing it around.
Thank you so much. That's as big as it goes.
All right.
Okay, so this is the Grand County School District's Truth and Taxation presentation along with the fiscal year 26 budget. So kind of what we're going to run through tonight, this is the quick table of contents. We're going to go through what is truth and taxation, the purpose of tonight's hearing. We'll kind of go through the schedule of the general obligation debt bonds that the district has, and then I'll show you the debt and capital tax rate charts. We'll go through the total district charts. We'll talk about TNT, show a couple sample of property valuations. We'll wrap up with the TNT portion of the public hearing, and then we'll jump into the fiscal 2026 budget.
We'll conclude the presentation.
Sound fair? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, beginning. So, what is truth in taxation, or TNT? So what is truth in taxation? It is the legal responsibility of a taxing entity, which is the school district, to get public input on a proposed tax increase. So I'm going to walk around a little bit, okay, because it's easier. So these are the different levies, different taxes that the school districts have to get their revenues. Some are set by the state, some are set by the board, some are set by the local taxpayers. The three there with the asterisks, the board local levy, the voted local levy, and the capital levy are the three that go into truth in taxation, because those are the school board has the power to set those tax rates. Those tax rates have ceilings, and they can't go past those ceilings. The reason you'll see the red one, the two in red, the capital local levy and the debt service levy, those are the two that I'm going to be discussing tonight. The debt service is not set by the board. That is set by the state legislature based on your debt balance. But I'm including that one because I'll show you as we go through the next slides, okay? So the purpose of tonight's hearing and the reason of the proposal of the truth in taxation is as we are proposing to increase the capital levy. So as facilities within Grand County School District age, they will require increased funding to appropriately maintain, repair, and update. A big example of that is the high school. It's the oldest, one of the oldest buildings in the district. It is in need of some remodeling and some upgrades. The district's goal is to redirect some of the funding that is going towards the general debt bond and capture it in the capital levy, ultimately increasing the capital fund to ensure the district is able to maintain, repair, and update buildings, facilities, and campuses without going out and seeking new debt or new bonds. This does not include the construction of new facilities. It is only to build, maintain, and repair current facilities. So some of the challenges that we face, we have some aging facilities. We have facilities that are in need of a lot of things, so we want to maintain existing buildings, campuses, keep them updated, safe, meeting the needs of the students, educational requirements, and the ever-changing technology advancements. So part of that is when we use capital levy, it can only be used for certain things. That is set by the state legislature. They tell you we can't use it for M&O and other things like that. So maintenance of grounds, sports facilities, resurfacing of parking lots and playgrounds. Some of the other things we need done is replacement of maintenance, like roofs, the mechanical systems, the boilers, the HVAC, the really big things, renovate and update some of the existing campuses and facilities to meet students' needs, ADA requirements, accessibilities, some specific things on there, Grand County High School with some specific specific remodeling jobs and things like that, that just light, not new. Okay? Successes that we've had. So this successes that we've had with the capital levy, this is basically using cash to fund these big upgrades without seeking new debt for the taxpayers, is the completion of the Grand County High School track and the new ADA access there. One that is ongoing currently, where we're choosing to use cash instead of going into debt, is the district is currently making a number of improvements on the HMK campus. They include a updated and drop-off area for student and parent pickup, increased parking areas, greater ADA accessibility, enhanced playground surfaces, equipment, shade structures, and remodeling to include the preschool on-site at HMK. So those are some of our successes in with what we're proposing tonight, along with some of the challenges that we face that we need additional funding for. So the debt bond, let's discuss that real quick. The district, we owe approximately $8 million on a general obligation debt. That was the balance as of June 30th at the end of our fiscal year. There is an annual payment on that debt of about $2.5 million. This debt is slated to be paid off June 30th, 2028. So with that, the levy that is associated with that debt bond goes away. But what we would like to do, as that debt is being paid off and the principal balance is going down, is recapture a portion of that tax rate that's associated with that debt levy and transfer it to the capital levy so that we can start building a capital fund to fund all of the challenges we saw on the previous slide using cash instead of debt. So what this means, as the debt bond begins to sunset, the district's goal is to capture a portion of that and transition it to the capital levy. To accomplish this, the district, we're proposing to raise the tax, the capital levy, by .000154 above the rate that's currently there. What this means to an individual taxpayer is that on an average home valuation in Grand County of $475,000 for a primary residence, that's the number given to me by the county, that's the average valuation of a home, this will increase your taxes by $37.88. But in addition to increasing the capital levy, just with time, the debt levy will be lowered by .000195. So I want to capture a portion of that, the difference, a little, not all of it, just a portion of that difference. Okay? Next slide. So here's just a combined debt and capital chart for you to see. So over time, what I want you to notice is over time, from this is from 2019 to 2025-2026 fiscal year. The school district and the board have done a fantastic job of decreasing the burden to the taxpayers. Over this seven-year period, the taxpayers have seen a little over 33.5% decrease just between the bond and capital levies. What this chart also shows is that last column, the one on the far right, that the orange is the capital levy, the blue is the bond, that is showing the additional tax levy for the capital, and you'll still notice that the trend over time is downward. Okay, next one. So going back to the first slides where we were at, when we talked about all of the different levies that the school district has to get sources of revenue, this is just all of those broken out in bar chart. So the very top little tiny green, you can barely see it, that was the charter school levy that's set by the state. The purple is the capital levy. The blue is the bond. The green is, I can't read
board local. Normal.
The what?
Board local.
The board local levy. And then the orange is the voted leeway. And then the bottom blue is the basic school levy. Then that's set by the state. So over time, over the past, this is just, a trend chart. Over the past 7 years, the district has decreased the district's burden to the taxpayers by almost 23%. That's being good financial stewards, and along with just working with what we have. So, but we need some more cash to maintain our facilities. They are aging. So next slide. All right, so we all got these happy notices in the mail here a couple weeks ago that says, here's your tax valuation notice. So this is a tax valuation for a Grand County resident. We all see what that looks like. What you'll notice is there's over there, right here, it says change in 2025 tax with the proposed tax increase by the district of $66.51 for this particular taxpayer. Let's cruise to the next slide because I've kind of bust all that out so that you can see that a little bit easier. So this is that tax information broken down just a little easier. So this particular resident did not have an increase in their assessed evaluation, okay? Their assessed evaluation remained the same in 2024 as it did in 2025, so it stayed flat. The highlighted areas here are the school levies, and then those down here are also the school levies. You'll see the amount from the first page. It says $66.51. But what I want you to notice is that with the assessed valuation remaining flat, this taxpayer paid a little over $4,000 in taxes last year. With the proposed increase for the capital levy, this taxpayer will pay a little over $3,800 this year. So even though the school district is proposing a tax increase for the capital levy, the overall tax burden to this taxpayer without an increased assessed evaluation is going down by $120-some. So the next slide kind of shows that. There you go. So this, can you make that a little bigger?
Yeah.
So you can see in the back row. I don't know. All right, so this just kind of reiterates the tax, the school district's portion, all right? This person's assessed valuation stayed exactly the same. If we totaled up all of those school district levies on the previous slide for 2024, they totaled $2,743. If we totaled up all the school levies as proposed for 2025, they totaled $2,620. So overall, even though we're proposing a tax increase on the capital levy, overall all of the levies for the school district are falling, and you're saving the taxpayer about 4.5% on average across the board for school district levies. Okay? Next one. So the same thing, because Grand County also has some San Juan County residents that come to our district, same San Juan County property valuation notice you'll see there where it says, if increased, keep scrolling. They lump theirs a little bit differently. Each county does them differently, but it still says this taxpayer saw a $60.85 increase based off of their San Juan County assessed valuations. Used the same average house hold income, that's what the San Juan County individual told me to do. So, kind of a wrap-up and conclusion of the tax. So, the district, we're in a really great place right now to be able to capture a little bit more money and put it into our capital levy, as that bond is sunsetting without increasing a tax, like a burden to the taxpayers, because that bond is going to expire anyway. We could capture more, but we're only capturing what we need so that annually that can build upon itself. So right now we're kind of in a really great spot. As one is going away, we're just going to capture a portion of what's going away and put it into the capital levy to build up our cash reserves so that we can do those remodels and upgrades to the facilities. So we're trying to be both good stewards to the taxpayers in keeping their tax burden at a level that is manageable, but also good stewards to the students, staff, and employees of the district in keeping their facilities maintained and upgraded at a level that's acceptable to them to teach in every day. So overall, I think those tax rates charts show that the school district has been good stewards to and fiscally responsible for the taxpayers of the county, and I'll turn it over to the chair for comments and
thanks, Jerry. Does the board have any questions?
Just what does that equate to as far as money to bring in? The
so changing transitioning the levy from debt to capital would put about $500,000 in the capital levy.
And what could we have done if we would have done
almost $800,000. So we did about two-thirds.
So we gave back the...
Yep. So we did not take the maximum that we could, and just what was needed.
Okay. I am going to since this is a public hearing, I'm going to open that up to the public. If you are here to speak to the board, please state your name, and then we will give you 3 minutes to speak. And I have a timer out there. Okay.
I got a timer.
So if you want to, speak to the board, please raise your hand. I'll call on you, and then you can state your name.
It's supposed to show up on there. I don't see it.
I'm Esther Holloway. I'm from Thompson Springs. I'm the only house in the canyon. And I'm just wondering why the market value and the taxable value have just about, well, more than doubled. Why is that so high?
So that would have to be, you would have to go to the assessor's office. We don't assess here. We just set our tax rates. So the assessor's office at the county courthouse sets those property values, and that is a very good question for them. We don't have any say on how much things are worth. We just set the tax rate number.
Yeah, because absolutely nothing has changed, and all of a sudden it's double, more than double.
So that's Debbie Swayze.
Swayze?
Yeah, at the assessor's office.
Okay. I think they have a process.
Yeah, there's a Board of Equalization. There's a process. But that's through the county.
In the tax change information section where you were briefly going over that, if the proposed budget change is approved, then the amount goes up accordingly.
Yep, and it's because your assessed valuation has gone up, so that you, that's why. It's because the levies that the school district has are a percentage of your taxable value. So if your taxable value has gone up, then all of the levies listed there are a percentage of that taxable value.
I see.
So,
yeah, I was just pretty shocked to see what
agreed.
Yeah. And I understand you need to keep up schools and all of that. I just have a question that maybe doesn't directly have to do with this, but why is it that when schools are built, you come in the front door and then there's open space, like two or three stories, that you have to heat and wash the windows and everything, and there's a lack of classroom space? Why don't you make the floor a little bit longer and have more classrooms?
That's a great question, and if you want, you can come visit me here in the office, and we can discuss the nuances of that, because it's an interesting question that is quite popular in the state right now. So feel free to come by and visit with me. I can get you a business card before you leave, and we can go from there.
Okay. Any other people want to talk for public comment? Going once. Okay. I am closing the truth and taxation public hearing. You have to close it.
Comment.
Okay.
And then we have a resolution that people passed on this.
We've added to the budget.
Jerry, another information item is the school year 25-26 original budget.
Did I send that to you, Tim? So this budget was originally proposed and passed internally at the end of June. Absolutely nothing has changed in this budget since the end of June. The only thing that's changed is if the board chooses to change to resolve the tax rate. This budget was based off of the capital levy going up just a little bit, there isn't, nothing has changed. Happy to entertain questions or show you, but I've presented it twice. Happy to present it again, but it stayed exactly the same.
Any questions?
No.
Okay, this was, it was presented in June.
June.
Okay. All right. Next, action items. So there's a motion.
I will move to resolve the following property tax rate and revenue for the year of the Grand County School District 2025-26 as presented, was just presented by Jerry.
Okay.
Do we vote on
that? You don't have to say numbers or anything. Sorry, second. I think Kathy Williams makes a motion to give you 5 seconds to approve the resolution that the governing body of Grand County School District. Are we doing separate ones?
Yes, you are.
Yeah. So, I'm going to say that.
Do we vote on
that? Yes, we have to vote.
Okay, we'll do it all.
Should I just start over? I move to resolve that we approve the following property tax rate for San Juan County, for the Grand County School District, 2025. So that's one. And then I'll do the okay. And then I will move to approve the resolution to approve the property tax rate and revenue for 2025 for Grand County. For the Grand County School District.
I'll second.
Okay. Kathy Williams makes a motion. Dave Barnard Fairchild seconds to approve the resolution of Grand County School District in San Juan County and Grand County School District for the property tax rate and revenues for the year 2025. Any discussion? All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That passes 4-0. Next would be... Oh, right there.
It is.
Was it there?
Yeah. There's a paragraph. All right. Do we want to change that?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Basically, they're voting on the budget.
Just agree. And it does have a race.
That was so that's the
official meeting is.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming. He said, in the resolution, they have to approve the total tax rate, not any of the individual tax rates.
Can we save that right now?
I would imagine that he said that being a public comment. I have this. remember from 2 years ago when you
I
were
to
I don't think they said
yep.
rate
I would
hope
we adopt adopted school year 25-26 Grand County School District budget.
Is there a second?
I second.
Dave Grisham makes a motion. Jenna Woodbury seconds to adopt the Grand County School District school year 25-26 budget. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. That passes 4-0. I'll accept a motion to close the truth in taxation and budget meeting.
I move to close the truth in taxation.
Second.
Jenna Woodbury makes a motion. Dave Grisham seconds to close the meeting of public hearing, truth in taxation, and budget hearing. Or meeting. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That has a 4-0. We're closing this at 6:28. We are back in regular board meeting.
I'm going to stop and restart a new
one.
Thank you.